This is Tough Cookies, a cookie review podcast with Cameron and Zach.
And thanks for listening to 78.3 WATR The Lobster. Signing off, good night. Hey everybody, welcome to Tough Cookies.
Welcome to Tough Cookies.
Sorry,
everyone.
We're running late. The sport ran a little long.
Yeah.
We're starting a couple minutes late. The other show ran long and
Those guys.
Yeah. The good news is we're going into Young Sheldon's time. So anyone that DVRs Young Sheldon is going to catch the last 30 seconds of our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember when that would happen when you were a kid? You DVR a show and it was like delayed by 15 minutes. So you'd catch 15 minutes of the thing before it and you wouldn't get the end.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a DVR growing up.
You didn't have a DVR growing up?
No.
I did.
You're experiencing privilege right now.
I am experiencing privilege right now. When I grew up, we would like record like sitcoms and stuff.
Yeah. You're like, gotta get Young Sheldon.
Gotta have Young Sheldon. And so we would sometimes turn on the DVR and it would be like 15 minutes off what we set it to.
Yeah.
And we'd get like the end of like Young Sheldon and most of Modern Family and not the end of Modern Family.
I'm trying
to figure out which way to turn this knob. Okay, hold on. Sorry, we're starting late. None of our stuff.
Yeah, none
up.
Of our stuff is synced up.
I got it.
But now I'll hit it with this. Those guys at WATR The Lobster.
WATR The Lobster.
I hate them.
It's an acronym. WATR.
Which means?
Water. Yeah, it's a lobster, you know?
What's the A stand for?
Water.
Water.
Water. Water. That mic of yours doesn't have to live. It can live like
here?
Little closer.
Do you like this?
That's it. That's the magic. That's the magic right
Hi.
There. I can turn you up. You were a little close. You were a little hot. Those guys in WATR.
Wait, I'm way back here.
There you go.
Okay, now I'm up here.
We're here. When did they catch up? If everything got pushed 15 minutes, at what point were they like, sorry, like Jimmy Fallon, we're cutting the last 15 and we're catching up?
Maybe what they do is they run one like 45 minute commercial break and then everything's an
they just
hour
cancel
back
cancel one show.
Boom. Yeah,
they're like sorry Full House,
they cancel Old Sheldon, and that's why no one has ever seen Old Sheldon.
Yeah, and it's not Big Bang Theory, we're talking like,
yeah, this is
Old Sheldon.
It's a sequel. Sheldon's like in the metaverse.
Yeah, he's in the Sheldon in the metaverse. And he's surfing the web, knows everything.
Surfing the web, knows everything. So when we began this show, mm-hmm. this episode,
yeah.
you said, hey, you can have a fact ready, but I've got a great intro.
Yeah,
but it's got to be first.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah. This it?
Yeah,
this
where we landed? Had to be before the facts because it overlapped with the show. Okay. If you started the show early, it wouldn't have made any sense.
I was waiting for the big punchline.
I came up with WATR The Lobster. I thought that was pretty good. Me and Maddie were playing a game the other day in the car. We'd spin to a random station and have to come up with the mascot and the letters.
Mm.
And so she came up with a very good one.
A very good one, but I'm not going to list it. Anyway, I came up with WATR. I don't know what Maddie came up with, but it was good. But mine was...
Oh, it was like 78.3 The Wiz, WYZZ. It was good.
I got a whiz.
Or no, it was like The Wizard, and it was like WYZZ. Anyway.
Hey, did you know that an elephant once trampled a lady to death and then showed up to her funeral and trampled her bones to death?
That's a fact.
That's a fact according to...
You didn't like save that for nightly news?
That's a fact according to the news.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay.
I guess I could have.
Yeah, well.
Report elephant kills woman, then returns to funeral to trample her.
You know what they say? Elephants never forget.
Elephants never forget.
That he wanted to make sure she was down.
Why was this elephant free enough to attend a funeral?
I think we should all be free enough to attend a funeral.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
I guess so. Well, that's what happened. I'm not giving any more. Hey, this is the fun facts.
This is
segment.
The facts portion of the show, not nightly news.
Yeah, not nightly news.
I've got a segment of our show that I want to do.
No way.
And we haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
But here's the problem. It requires us to be in a different room than this room we're in right now.
Okay.
So here's what I'm thinking.
That is a problem.
We can either voice memo our phones and travel and talk, or we can silently move, observe the thing, and then come back here.
Let's do that. That sounds fun.
Okay, let me pause it, and we're going to silently...
Okay.
And I'm just going to gesture, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
You have now seen, and we are now inside of the bit, Secret Genius.
Yeah.
This is Secret Genius.
Yeah.
Where we present maybe a life hack or something we've come up with, and you, where the other one, mm-hmm. gets to decide, is it genius, or is it a secret that we can't tell anybody?
Is it genius, or is it stupid?
Is it stupid? Here is my secret genius.
I saw this with my eyes. I know, and you don't.
You know what? It's like the opposite of that type of drama where the reader knows, but the character doesn't. We know, and you don't.
irony, dramatic irony. That's yeah. what it is. Boom.
So I went and visited my good friend Brian, who's been on the show, and I visited yeah. him in New York City, the yeah. land of 1,000 buildings.
City so nice, they named it again.
Yep, New York City City.
Yep. yep.
And he had in his shower a shelf, yep. not hooked on the little, the head of the shower.
I bet I know where this is going.
But in the corner of the shower, at like arm level. And I said, Brian, where'd you get that? He goes, Amazon.com.
I'm so coffee.
And we went, yeah, you are. We went to Amazon.com, me and I did, and bought a set with two shelves and yep. a soap tray.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we'll put them in the shower, top and bottom, and the soap tray.
Yeah.
But our shower has curved corners
mm-hmm.
because we live in an apartment where they just replace the shower yep. like yep. thing every time. So it's got a big curve. Doesn't fit in the corner, mm-hmm. but it fits above the corner on the drywall above the shower.
Yeah.
So now we've got a shelf on the left in the shower and a shelf on the right in the shower. Up above the actual shower thing, full of Maddie's stuff on the left and my stuff on the right.
Yep.
Is it better or worse than a thing? Is it better because it's lifted? Does it worse because it's lifted? Like, give me your thoughts.
I saw this thing,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't even realize it wasn't supposed to be where it is.
Yeah, right?
And you've got all that room in the shower
yeah.
to do your shower.
It's not like bumping
stuff.
Up against anything. Yeah. yeah. You got all that room.
I think it's genius.
I think it's genius. I haven't even a further development.
Whoa.
You didn't see the soap thing, did you?
I didn't.
That's because it only has one side. I could stick it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I stuck it in the kitchen sink and we put our oh, thing, our yeah. like scrub thing in it.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't lose any real estate, yeah, yeah, yeah. sink real estate on the bottom of the sink,
mm-hmm.
but floating above
yeah,
is our space. Scrubby thingy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You've nailed it. Boom. You've done two geniuses.
Two genii in one Amazon purchase.
Two genii.
Two genii in one Amini purchase.
That was good. You should send me a link to that.
It's just Amazon.com, like shower corner shelf.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a I tough. Yeah, that's tough. Ugh.
I'll see if I can figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know I'm genius.
You are a genius.
I could serve up another comedy bit for you.
No,
you
I've got one. We're in discussion mode. And
okay.
I have a discussion.
Okay.
Well, not me. I've got a friend.
Ooh.
Hoot hoot. Oh, my goodness.
Hoot hoot.
An owl. With a letter. That's the owl.
That's the owl.
You've been hearing the owl in the background.
Yeah. I'm gonna close the door.
Shut up, dog.
Dog's the name of the owl. That's the joke.
That dog was on the bed. What the hell?
Welcome to Tough Cookies, everyone. A
that
professional
dog was on
show.
The bed.
That dog was on the bed.
That Weekly Planet has a dog that comes in sometimes. It doesn't bark. But that's not a good podcast.
Hey, not a good dog, yeah.
Not a good dog for
yeah.
podcasting.
Okay.
Anyway, well, there's also an owl.
Yeah, well, you were gone. I read this letter.
Oh, yeah?
From this owl.
Well, doesn't the letters go like, Ron Weasley, I'm your mom and
no,
I have a letter.
That's a howler.
Oh.
This is just a regular letter.
Just a regular old stamp yeah. on it. Do you have to stamp an owl letter?
No, it's your owl.
But it's like mail.
Yeah, but you do the stamp to pay the post office.
Do you have to do like an owl treat? Like you glue an owl treat to it?
Well, it's your owl, so I think you have to like keep it alive and stuff.
Okay,
and
cool.
as payment.
That's not in the movies a whole. I was like feeding the owl and cleaning the cage.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's...
Well, they live in a school.
Why?
Maybe the school
Who is here and why?
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who brought an owl into our podcast zone?
Our friend Harry.
Harry? With his Henderson?
No, not that Harry.
Oh.
Think of a different Harry.
Harry.
Prince Harry. Not that one.
Ooh.
You thought.
I thought it was Prince Harry. So it's not the British Harry.
Yeah, not the British Harry.
Okay, different well, Harry. I got to think of a non-British Harry.
Yeah, yeah. Think of a non-British Harry.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Okay, what was Harrison Ford doing here?
He sent us an owl letter. And he's got a hypothetical for
does
us.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Well, what is it?
He wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume pertaining to immediate legal situations.
Okay.
Which I assume is why he's not here and why he sent us a letter.
Yeah.
If a vampire cop has a warrant, can they enter your house without permission?
Ooh, that's tough.
That's a tricky wicket.
I didn't finish the Will Smith movie about orc police.
Yeah, neither did I.
What was Bright? Blind?
I think it was
Blind.
Bright.
The Blind Side?
Bright. Yeah, The Blind Side. That sounds like it. Yeah.
There's Will Smith has a movie where he's a policeman and there's an orc who's also a policeman. And yeah, it's a metaphor for racism, except it's with orcs.
Yeah, it's called the
Bright.
The bright side.
The bright side. Brightburn. And I don't think that movie does vampire cops.
Mm-hmm.
Has a vampire ever been a cop?
It's a hypothetical, isn't it?
Oh, okay. So we're pretending.
Yeah.
So in a real life, never a vampire has been a cop. But in a
that we know of.
In a pretend.
I haven't asked every cop yet.
If you ask a cop if they're a cop, they have to say yes. If you ask a vampire if they're a vampire, they have to say yes.
If you ask a cop if they're a vampire, who's to say?
Ooh.
Ooh. It's a secret.
If you're a cop or a vampire, you have to tell me. Yeah.
If a vampire cop had a warrant, could they enter your home without permission?
Okay.
I have an answer.
Do you mean legally? Or physically?
Well, like, vampires can't enter your house, right?
Yeah, unless but that's, you're not, like, a that's not a legal thing.
Well, I don't...
I guess it is also a legal thing, but, like, that's separate.
Yeah.
Like, it's a physical, like, they can't... It's like... it's like a bunch of onions are there. You can't get garlic. It's like a bunch of garlic is there. You can't get it.
It's like a bunch of onions are there. You know when a cop comes to your house and they have, like, a warrant and they're like, oh, gosh dang, the onions.
All the onions. I think that if an officer of the law,
mm-hmm.
a vampire, who in my brain is female.
Whoa.
I know.
Woke.
Yeah, female vampires.
Girl cop. Girl vampire.
Girl vampire, girl cop. Comes to your door. Sir, the dog's going to bark when I did that. I'm such an idiot. Sir, we have a warrant for your... Come on in.
It's like a search warrant.
We got to come on in.
They got to search. I've got illegal contraband. Yes. I've got flu powder.
Yes.
I've got flu powder in my house.
Yes, they can, because they got permission from the city. Is that the answer?
That's like half the answer.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
So here's where I landed.
Mm-hmm.
A vampire, it's got magic in it. Vampires has magic in
it. Well, is it magic or is it like science? You know, like future science.
Science gets... science is so advanced, it is magic.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Thor.
Mm-hmm. Thor.
Thor and all his...
The dark world.
Yeah. And the scientist who's drawn on the chalkboard in his underwear.
Yeah. By the way, unrelated, mm-hmm. I've been reading Norse mythology by Neil Gaiman, which is just like Norse mythology. He wrote a book.
I can't believe Neil Gaiman came up with all the Norse mythology.
Yeah, he came
mythology.
Up with all That's the crazy. Norse mythology. No. I've been reading it. That's some wacky stuff in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you know that bad songwriters and bad poets were caused by Odin making a big fart as an eagle?
Yeah. Okay, all songwriters cool. know that.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I should have known that.
Yeah, duh. That's why we try to not be a bad songwriter. We don't be a big fart. We don't be a big eagle fart.
Well, you aren't the fart. He does a big wet fart, and that wet fart is mead that makes you a bad songwriter. Well, and so it means you drank the
that's
bad
why
fart
I,
mead.
That's why I don't, A, drink fart mead,
yeah.
or B, write bad songs.
Yeah. See, if you stay away from the fart mead.
You're pretty safe.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
But anyway. Then you threw up different mead. And that means the good stuff.
Yeah, that's the good song, right? That's a cheer and mead.
It's made of blood.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what I was thinking.
Okay, here's your full answer.
Vampire has magic in it.
Yep.
And can't go into your house without you saying, come on in.
Or if there's like onions.
Or if there's onions. Yeah. Everyone knows if you have onions by your door, vampires can come in and out as they
want.
Come
on, that's a come on in.
But cops,
nope.
They're stuck.
Stucco.
Legal advice from Tough Cookies, take that to the bank.
Rub some onions on your door.
Put onions by your door, cops can't come
in. Even with a warrant.
Even with a warrant.
No.
Especially with a warrant. In fact, if they don't have a warrant, they can come in.
If you have onions.
If you have a
warrant. And you, okay, so if cops come and have no warrant, mm-hmm. and then you don't let them in, which is it's probably a good move.
Yeah.
And then they leave, and they're like, we're coming back with a warrant. Go get some onions. Quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they have a warrant, they can't get in.
Yep.
Anyway, mm-hmm. here's my thought.
Okay.
Vampire has magic in it. Can't come into your house unless you say it's okay.
Yep.
But we puts on clown makeup as a society.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Takes off clown makeup.
Yep.
we as a society agree to participate in laws.
Yeah.
And part of that is like, all right, city, you make me roads. And if you say cop with a special piece of paper can come in my house, that's cool.
Yeah.
So kind of they got permission from you.
That's kind of exactly what I said, but I said it shorter, more concisely.
But you attributed it, the permission, to the city.
You literally said, you, the city, will build us roads, and then you can tell a cop they can come in our house.
Yeah, but it's not like the city said you can go into their house. It's like you said.
Oh, the owner of the house.
If you have a warrant, you're good to come in. Because we all, don't we all participate in society?
That's my thought. Everyone but the Joker.
Everyone but the Joker.
Yeah, so what if a vampire cop knocks on the Joker's door?
No way.
No way?
No way. Yeah, no.
What if they have a warrant?
Especially not.
If they don't have a warrant, but the Joker does have onions.
If they don't have a warrant, the Joker has onions. What day is it?
Today? Or when this comes out?
When the cop shows up.
Tuesday?
Yeah. Ooh, no way.
No, not going
to
happen. No way.
In fact, the cop needs to go to a minute clinic right now.
Okay. Is it just any garlic does a vampire? Or is it like a certain amount of garlic does a vampire?
Like if I've got one of those big jars.
Yeah.
That you get at like Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
Of the garlic.
Aldi's got the big jars.
Yeah. Yeah. An Aldi jar, big garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work on vampire? And if so, could I just take like a handful of it and just like throw it at a vampire?
I theorize.
You theorize.
It's like kryptonite to Superman.
Oh, yeah?
The smaller the amount, the closer they can get.
Mm.
And the less it hurts. Like it hurts like 20 feet away, garlic hurts no matter what. Yeah. But if there's a lot of garlic, it hurts really bad.
Yeah.
And if it's like barely any garlic, it's like whatever. It's like a little kick on the toe. So yes, a vampire cop could come in your house.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Harry said on his way out though?
I didn't but his owl said something. I didn't catch it, but I know his owl said something.
I caught it on the way out. Yeah. And it was, I think it was some sort of like question, but not about reality.
That's like so weird.
Like a figment.
A figment question.
Question. Like a
fixed one.
A fixed one. Yeah.
A fixed one, yeah.
And I think I heard him. And I don't want you to think even for a second that this is based on reality. Because you might be convinced that the question I'm going to ask you is based on a real situation that's really happening. It's not.
Well, it's a fixed one, isn't it?
It's a fixed one.
Yeah.
But here's a question.
Yeah.
And you can't do any research. No Googling. I did the research already. And I'll fill you in as we go.
Okay.
I
feel like I'm going to lose this question.
We have a Hunger Games scenario.
Okay.
But instead of children, it's every Jim Carrey character at their peak.
Okay.
Which Jim Carrey character wins this Hunger Games? Yeah. That's a toughie, ain't it? We had this chat at work today. So students, if you're listening and you partook in this chat, it's your own fault for listening to the show. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess fast forward like 10 minutes.
Okay. Follow-up question.
Yes.
Where is this games taking place?
I like to think it's... Okay, why are you asking? Because there's a complicated answer and a simple answer.
Well, because if it's in like...
It's not in the Truman Show bubble.
Well, no. But if it's in like the jungle...
Okay.
I feel like a character might have an advantage over others.
The Grinch.
Yeah, Grinch.
The Grinch would have
an advantage. Or if it takes place in like the Himalayas.
Yep. Okay.
You know?
I'm going to go with a neutral forest.
A neutral forest.
Mm-hmm. Like a overgrowth type forest.
Okay. Like the overgrowth.
Yeah.
And for everyone listening.
It's like that.
It's the overgrowth. Yeah.
It's like
think of the overgrowth.
Think of the overgrowth. It's like that.
Okay.
You want to just start riffing some Jim Carrey characters you got in the dome?
Well, my instinct is... It's got to be the mask.
That's what a lot of people go to real quick is the mask.
Because he's got that cartoon logic. Because
he's got the cartoon powers of the cartoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he can pull stuff out of his pockets. I feel like he's probably immortal.
Like a wolf.
He's got Loki in him.
Yeah, the heart go.
Yeah.
He can, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. He ate a whole bomb.
I feel like... So that's pretty... You got that
like,
in there.
I feel like...
You can vomit that one right up.
I feel like...
Throw that one out.
I feel
Did somebody throw a bomb at him? I forget how that story goes.
I feel like... Well, yeah, there is a big bomb in the Margaritaville that's not a Margaritaville.
Okay. And he just ate it.
And he ate it and he goes, that's a spicy meatball.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. So the mask is a strong contender. Yeah.
Yes. The mask ate a bomb.
Do we ever see the mask kill anyone?
I don't know if the mask kills anyone.
I don't think he murders anybody.
He's more like a wacky...
More like a Loki
guy.
Yeah. Know, more like a trickster.
Specifically the Jim Carrey mask.
Yes.
As we know, there's Biff mask. I don't know the guy's name. He just looks like Biff.
In the second one?
No. Well, in the...
Oh, the evil one.
Yeah, the evil
mask. Well, yeah, there's mask. The evil one. There's a second one. There's the baby one. There's No. This
dog
is
mask.
Jim Carrey
yeah, but this
with
is
the mask.
Jim. Yeah. So, there's that.
Yep.
Then I jump to Ace Ventura.
Another, all the powers of all the animals.
All the powers of all the animals. Yeah,
the powers of every animal.
Yeah. Yep. He could like summon a shark, like Aquaman.
Yeah, in the middle of a forest.
In the middle of the forest, yeah. So then I jump to him.
Yep, that's a strong one.
I mean, a
bear versus the mask, that's tough.
Yeah. I feel like Truman would probably like trip on his way over there and die.
He's got the power of celebrity.
He's got the power of...
And he's afraid of the sea, which is not an impact here.
Well, okay, hold on, wait. Is this just a battle royale? Or is this like Hunger Games, you have sponsors and they send you parachutes of like cookies and stuff?
This is just a fight.
justify.
Would they make it to the sponsor parachutes? That's part of it.
That's, well, I was gonna say, because I feel like Truman
would get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he'd like smile and wave and get like an AK.
Yeah. I haven't read those books in a while, huh?
There's, I'm getting a lot of Hunger Games on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
The Hunger Games,
the season
Hunger
of Games, spiders the, and stinkers.
Yeah, that's coming Hunger up. Games, the new one yeah. is happening, and I don't know what it's about.
It's spooters and spiders yeah. or whatever.
I had a crush on Jennifer Lawrence when I saw the first Hunger Games in sixth grade.
She's not in here. She's not in this arena.
She's not in this one. It's just Jin.
You got the Riddler.
You got the Riddler.
He's got the bombs, but then the mask.
The mask
eat them all.
But I think no matter how...
Both green, though.
Both green.
Tree-colored disguise in the woods.
I think no matter how you go through this list, you're always going to end up with one Jim Carrey. And I feel like the Jim Carrey that would probably win mm-hmm. in a fight against a bunch of guys mm-hmm. would be the Jim Carrey with all the powers of God.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a pretty easy
one. Which God? Loki God? Or, Michael Jordan God. What's his name?
Morgan
Freeman God. Yeah. But here's the thing about Bruce.
Yeah.
I think it's revealed in that movie.
That he never had the powers of God.
That it was the wrong God. Yeah. It was a devil. No. Yeah. That he only had power over like a certain few streets in New York. Because God was like, I didn't give you the whole world. Yeah. I gave you like a block in New York and it was still too much for you.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I guess he could have God powers, but also he never deflects a bullet.
Yeah.
You know, and no one's ever tried to shoot God before. We don't know what would happen.
Well, one guy tried once and now he's downstairs.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, fine. Bruce Almighty has all the powers of God.
Yeah.
But Mr. Popper has all the powers, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you got Eggman.
Oh, I didn't even think Eggman
hates the hedgehog. Yeah, and uses that
automatically. I hate to say it.
Yeah,
Ace Ventura, you're out.
Ooh, yeah.
Because if I'm in the woods,
yep.
If I'm in a southern Appalachia woods,
yep.
And I was trying to summon animals.
Between a middle school and a neighborhood.
Yeah, between a middle school, train tracks, and a neighborhood.
Yep.
The one of the first animals available to me
mm-hmm.
that I feel like I would call to my aid would be the one with a bunch of knives on its back.
The hedgehog. But, well, that's a porcupine, but I see where you're going.
But that porcupines are hedgehogs, question mark?
I don't think we're right about this. I think we're wrong about this.
I know hedgehogs got big pointy guys on the back because Sonic's got good hair.
That's true. He's got the big pointy Johnny Test hair.
And you know Eggman,
yep.
he'd have that on lock.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, no matter how good of a hedgehog the hedgehog Bruce Almighty calls up, it's not going to be very fast.
I think we gotta put in some 1v1s.
Yeah.
Loki versus Bruce Almighty. That's the God versus God
fight.
That's
God versus God fight.
That's God versus God.
That's, honestly, I think that'd probably be where, like, those are the final two.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like,
we got Eggman, I would say, versus Mr. Popper, because one loves the bird and one hates the hedgehog. Mm-hmm. They're very similar.
Very similar.
I think we got like, I learned this fact today. You know what other Dr. Seuss character Jim Carrey plays? Horton.
Really?
Yeah. So the Grinch v. Horton. That's obvious. Who wins that one though? Who takes the Grinch v. Horton? I think I know.
Oh, it's got to be Horton.
What?
Well, Grinch lives in Whoville. Whoville's on a
small,
little guy.
Yeah, he's okay. Very small. He's normal size Grinch. Okay, normal size Grinch.
Normal size Grinch.
Yeah, 100 Horton. Feet tall. 100 foot tall Grinch
versus Horton.
Versus Horton. I think I know.
Is peak Grinch?
Uh huh.
Before or after the heart incident?
I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very strong Grinch is after the heart incident.
That's true.
Lift the sleigh. 3 times stronger than was before.
Yeah.
That's got to be after the heart incident.
That's got to be after the heart incident.
So bigger target
for bullets.
For elephant bullets.
For elephant bullets. I don't know. I still kind of might have to go Horton. He could step on Grinch and then go to his funeral and step on his bones.
That's true. Okay.
I think we all know the loser, though. That's the Jim Carrey that can't say no.
That's the... Okay, so we got Liar, Liar versus Yes Man.
Ooh, Liar, you know? Liar versus Yes
now,
Man.
Now, I thought about Liar, Liar. If he says, I'm going to murder you all,
he's got to
win.
He's got to be the winner.
That's not how it works, how the movie works.
Yeah.
We got Liar, Liar versus Yes Man. I think Liar, Liar wins that fight simply because he's younger. He's a younger Jim.
He could also just be like, Yes Man Jim.
Do you want to die?
Yeah, eat some like wolf's bane or something.
Yeah, do you want to be murdered?
Go get it.
Yeah, die.
Yummy.
Yeah, dead Jim Carrey.
Yeah, dead Jim Carrey.
We got the number 23 Jim.
The number 23?
Yeah, it's a horror movie with Jim Carrey.
Whoa, cool. Yeah. I didn't know that existed.
Are you ready for the plot of the number 23?
Yeah.
This guy keeps like,
I've seen the number 23. I just remembered.
That's the plot of the number 23 that occurs to you on an instant. Yeah. I've seen that. Watch it, or did me and Maddie watch it at the pool?
I think you and I must have watched
it. At the pool?
Yeah.
There's Spotless Mind, who has all the powers of no memory. Eternal Sunshine, Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. 50 First Dates? That's Jim Carrey.
No, that's Adam Savage.
Adam Savage.
We got Fire Marshal Bill, Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
He's like blow upable.
He is blow upable.
He kind of keeps going.
Me, Myself, and Irene, Jim Carrey.
Ooh, all the powers of multiple personality disorder.
All the powers of yourself.
Which, if we're going with split rules, is pretty good.
If we're doing one-on-ones, it's me versus myself versus Irene.
Okay, so that's a toughie.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty is easy.
Bruce Almighty. It's so easily Bruce Almighty.
Did you see Burt Wonderstone? I didn't. There's a magician in that movie played by Jim Carrey who has the powers of magic.
I didn't, but that's a cool
idea. Not like a wizard. He's like a magician.
Oh.
He's like a rabbit out of a hat.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a rabbit out of a hat. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so maybe it like...
Yeah, maybe it's really good.
Maybe it spins up. Hold on, let me jump into the old Google.
And Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah, there's Lloyd Christmas.
Is that his name?
His name's Lloyd Christmas, yeah.
That is a dumb movie.
Yeah, his name's Lloyd Christmas, and his other guy's like Harry Hanukkah. That's not his name, but it should be. Oh my goodness. We got Dark Crimes, Jim Carrey. Oh, we got Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman?
You know,
well, he's sick.
Well, okay, Andy Kaufman was a comedian, and there's a biopic, and Jim Carrey played Andy Kaufman, but I would argue that's just Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, that's just Andy Kaufman.
That's not Jim Carrey, that's just
Andy
Kaufman.
I feel like he'd not do very well.
We have the movie with the naughty name in the title, Kick Butt, but it's not Butt, and he plays the big superhero in that one.
Yeah.
There's...
He does?
He plays like an army man superhero. He's in the second one, I don't know, I haven't seen
it. Oh, okay.
He's Scrooge? Maybe Scrooge Grinch.
Scrooge v. Grinch, yeah,
because they're
for
Christmas
sure.
people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're Christmas, yeah.
And so who wins
and
that
Christmas,
one?
Christmas beats Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Scrooge beats Grinch?
No, Grinch has got to beat Scrooge.
Yeah, I was about to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, easy.
I mean,
easy.
Scrooge has the ghosts, but Grinch has the hair. There's, ooh, Count Olaf Grinch. Good at killing orphans. Well, bad at killing orphans.
Yeah.
But this is an orphans we're talking about.
And he's not even good, Count Olaf.
This is Jim. I think he's better than Neil Patrick Harris.
Really?
I think the Olaf is better. I think the show is better than the movie. I think Jim really? Carrey's Olaf is better than Neil Patrick Harris's Olaf. Yeah. He's more Jim Carrey-y, which I'm just a sucker for. I'm just a sucker for a Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Talked about the Truman. Talked about the... I've never seen the cable guy.
Larry. His friends call him Larry.
Larry, I've never seen
the
Larry.
Cable guy.
Never seen. That's
get
a good.
It?
No, I got it. Yeah. That's a good goof, and I've never seen the movie. Still, even now, after you've said that, I still haven't seen the movie. That's most of them. Where are you landing?
Ultimately, I'm going to give you three.
Okay,
because
a tie, like a PETA cat in a situation.
Well, because here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Bruce Almighty would win.
Yeah, obviously.
If you take the New York rule into consideration.
It's at highest power, which I guess powers
yeah,
of God.
Yeah, the powers of God one's going to win, obviously.
Yeah,
but
obviously.
If you take that out, then because maybe peak Bruce is afterwards, and he's
learned.
He's learned. He's just a cool guy with prayer beads
and
that Jennifer Aniston gave him to
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so.
And that's the way. I like it. That's him. That's peak.
Yeah, that's peak.
The chili baby. Cook-off with the fake mustache, yeah. The fake beard.
That's peak. I should watch that movie again.
It's a good flick.
I work in television news,
well,
just like Jim Carrey.
The Truman Show. Then
Yeah, I guess I should.
You got a lot of journalistic movies to watch. Yeah.
You know, the big journalistic movies we're talking. Spotlight, Bruce Almighty, Truman Show. Yeah, anyway, the big journalism movies.
You got three. You said you did one.
Yeah. You take out God Powers, I think he's...
Toast.
Yeah, toast.
The Mask would eat him.
After that, it's got to be the Mask.
Yeah, also a god.
Yeah, he's got cartoon god powers.
Yep.
He's
secondary, which is secondary only to real life god powers.
Yeah. In fact, the Mask could even potentially, I think in some cases, beat God Bruce Almighty.
I think if he swallowed him up.
Because I'm sure there's cartoons where God gets tricked by like
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty, baby.
Okay, so well, Bruce Almighty made a monkey come out of a guy's butt. But the Mask ate a da bomb. So if the Mask ate a Bruce Almighty, would Bruce Almighty come out of the Mask's butt?
What would happen, I think, maybe I am going to go Bruce Almighty, because the Mask would eat a bomb, Bruce Almighty would pull it out of his butt, and then he'd die.
yeah, okay. All right, I got you there. It's a Bruce. But other than the...
Yeah, other than those two.
You got the Mask in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But then we got the normies, right?
Yeah, then we got the normies.
Yep.
Of them... Mm-hmm. Gotta probably go with Ace Ventura.
I was gonna go the Riddler.
The Riddler?
Yeah.
I think the Riddler could win in a riddle puzzle. I don't know if the Riddler could, like, fight off a grizzly bear.
Well, yeah, but we're not... I mean, are there grizzly bears in the Hunger Games?
Well, we're in Southern Appalachia.
I guess, yeah, okay,
fair enough. Which is kind of Hunger Games.
That's kind of Hunger Games.
Because that's where District 13 is.
All right. I think it's the Riddler, but I'll give it to you. Ace Ventura has all the powers of all the animals, and he's pretty funny. He does a goofy goof.
He does a big goofy goof, and it is a little bit transphobic at the end, but...
And I think Ace Ventura beats Horton up, down, and sideways.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Because he's got all the powers of animals.
He would just command him.
Yeah.
It'd be like... People would get confused. They'd be like, wait a second, is the elephant one the one that can't say no? Because Ace Ventura would just be like... Throw yourself off a tree.
And he'd be like...
And he'd be like, I have to.
I'm an elephant. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. It's Bruce Almighty and the Mask. But okay. Yeah. But then it's either the Riddler or Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's decided. Thanks,
you Harrison. You heard it here, folks. Thanks, Harrison Ford.
Thanks, Harrison Ford, for that helpful tidbit.
We interrupt this podcast with breaking news.
For a breaking news, you're sure to do a long intro.
I'm not going to respond to that because we got news we got
to get to. We got to get to the news.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
We don't have all the information.
Well, that's helpful to start with.
I've been speaking to several public information officers at law enforcement agencies across the country, and they're telling me he's back.
He's back?
He's back. The big perp. He's back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
So.
He's here.
We got a bolo out there.
A bolo. A big old loser.
He is. Let me just pull up my description here of this guy, this perp we're looking for.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
Like I said, I've been talking to sheriff's offices, police departments.
Everybody. Do we got him, or is he just around?
No, he's been spotted.
Oh, okay.
He's been scoping.
Ooh.
He might even have been doing crimes.
Okay.
But he's been...
I don't think existing back. Is a crime. I'll put that out there.
He's trespassing.
Okay, that's a crime.
At least. But he's back. He's described as a man of medium height.
Yep.
Red hair.
Good. Okay, I can picture this.
Often seen, big, wide-brimmed hat. He's got mask. Mask on,
like
not like Jim Carrey.
Not the
mask. No, like a raccoon mask.
Honestly. Oh, like a Riddler mask, not like a Robin mask.
Yeah. He's got one of those. Big tie, big red tie.
Big red tie.
He's got burgers on it.
Oh, gosh.
Big striped.
Outfit. Oh no.
That he's.
Oh
on.
No. He's back.
I hate to say it, but we gotta be on the lookout. For the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar's returns.
The Hamburglar, wubba wubba, or whatever he says.
Wubba wubba, give me burgers.
Wubba wubba, give me burger. Hamburglar back. That's his catchphrase.
Burgle me some burgers.
And he's back.
Hamburgle.
It's been 8 years since his last sighting. But he's back.
And 8 years ago, I think he was sexy.
He was?
Yeah, I think he was sexy Hamburglar. Remember that?
They've been doing a lot of
Remember when he was Handsome Hamburglar?
I'm going to do a bad thing. I'm going to Google Sexy Hamburglar.
He was an attractive gentleman. He was a handsome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, remember him?
That pulled up immediately.
Yeah.
I would not call this man sexy. Well, and that's not his fault. No, He's just dressed like this.
I think McDonald's chose that. I didn't choose that adjective. McDonald's chose that adjective.
Oh, McDonald's. That's the Entertainment Weekly. The new Hamburglar is hot, and that's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
It is a problem. He'll seduce you and steal your burgers.
But he's not back.
His son is back. Well, his dad is back.
His young boy dad is back.
Hamburglar, the real one.
Yep.
He's back in a major way.
In a major way.
And he's back because McDonald's says, this is from McDonald's beat reporter, USA Today.
USA Today.
USA Today.
Like today or like the number two?
This is our beat reporter for McDonald's, USA Today, spells their name USA. T-O-D-A-Y.
Okay, USA Today.
USA Today.
Tell me too.
Is coming in. She's in my ear. USA, tell me about it. She says McDonald's is improving its burgers.
Yes.
And the Hamburglar's back.
So there's none left.
This is the headline for this story.
Get any.
Hold on. This is the headline for this story. McDonald's says it's improving its burgers, bringing back Hamburglar. Here's what to know.
Bringing back Hamburglar?
Here's what to know is usually the kind of stuff you throw at the end of a headline, like tornadoes are en route to Knoxville.
Here's what to know.
Here's what you need to know.
Here's the need to know. This is a need to know article.
This is a need to know article.
This isn't a want to know article. This is a need to know article.
Hamburglar's back. That's literally the opening of the article. Hamburglar is back.
I got that much. Yeah.
And the villain is after what McDonald's says. Yeah. Villain's after what McDonald's says are the chain's best burgers ever.
Mm.
So here's the thing.
Not for even for them, but for like all of eternity.
Yeah. Here's the thing. McDonald's crazy new marketing strat going on right now.
Yep. Not even that new, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's actually like a month old.
Well, not even that. I think it's like 30 years old.
Yeah.
He's back.
Because he's back.
He was here.
But the new strat, McDonald's is improving its hamburger, cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, McDouble, and Big Mac.
That's okay.
This was announced last Monday.
Just doing it across the board.
Yeah, across the board, they're improving them.
Okay.
How are they improving them?
I wonder.
They're going to get buns.
They didn't have those before?
And toast them. They're gonna melt the cheese.
Wasn't that before?
Yeah. And get this. Okay. This is the big one. They're going to have juicier caramelized flavor in their patties from adding white onions to them while they're still on the grill.
Well, that's why he's back.
That's why he's back.
He's a cop.
They're even better than before.
He's an officer of the law and he saw the onions.
Big Macs will also be served with more sauce. Just so you know.
Okay.
So Hamburglar's back and he's stealing all the big burgers. And the big news is McDonald's said, hey guys, we've got a great new promotion going.
Yep.
We're going to try and make good burgers this time.
We're adding onions.
We're putting onions.
Well, more onions.
On the burger.
More onions, more sauce.
We're going to put the onions on sooner.
Sooner. Same onions, same burger.
Same onions, same burger.
Sooner onions.
Come sooner.
Sooner onions.
And also there's buns now.
There wasn't. It was just naked before.
It says here they're adding fluffy buns.
Even the middle?
Even the middle.
Wow.
What can we say? So get.
Have they caught him yet?
Get. No, they haven't. He's still on the loose. He's
still on the loose?
Yeah. So get ready.
Okay.
This is right now it's on the West Coast.
I'm getting ready. Hold on. Yeah. I'm getting ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Right now it's on the West Coast.
He's on the West Coast.
He must be on the West Coast because he's looking for those new good burgers.
Yeah.
And they're gonna roll those burgers out everywhere.
If they're trying to find this guy, they better do this at one McDonald's. Because then he's gotta come down there.
Yeah. Hamburglar. He was in a commercial, apparently.
I'm going to lie. I'm going to tell that. I did see the commercial already.
You saw the commercial already?
Yeah, he came down from the ceiling.
Oh, like the commercial I saw just like has spot. Hamburglar looking on
the
roof.
Oh, I didn't see. That's how he got in from the ceiling.
He got in from the ceiling. Anyway, so I came across this article.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, McDonald's, the Hamburglar is back. I got to get to know more about this. And then I read, and the article was like, yeah, McDonald's is going to like put onions on burgers. No, I don't know. It's going to be better. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I scrolled down to the bottom. Immediately after hamburgers are being better at McDonald's, we got McDonald's looks to improve its burgers.
Great.
Followed, and I mean the immediate, like no break, McDonald's layoffs.
Oh,
so they're adding, listen, they got buns now.
I got a theory.
But there's no more room in the McDonald's, so they kicked out all their employees.
I think they turned the onions guy and the patty guy
into one guy.
Into an onions and patty guy.
I was going to say they got all their most suspicious employees and fired them in case they're in cahoots.
In case they're leaking info.
With the Hamburglar.
It seems like the Hamburglar really got in there early.
Yeah.
Before we even knew.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I saw an article about McDonald's making their burgers better by adding buns.
And onions.
And onions.
Which they have.
And cheese.
And but in the same article, they were like, and they've been being stolen by the Hamburglar.
And also, by the way, you can't have them because the Hamburglar took them all.
That's a good marketing ploy. Like, why didn't they just be like, we're adding gold, but you can't have them because the Hamburglar took them all.
Or it's even better because they're like, hey, the burgers are way better. You're going to go nuts for these guys.
Yep.
You're going to love them. And then you go and you get a burger and you're like, this just tastes like a McDouble. And they're like, yeah, sorry. The Hamburglar came and took all the good ones.
What if you get an empty bag? and they're like, sorry. Hamburglar must have gotten in there.
Hamburglar must have gotten
in there. We warned you. We put out the info.
The guy at the drive-thru is just like,
with a big glove on.
Sorry.
You just see someone's under the counter at every McDonald's, and you just see a hand go up and go in the back and just go down.
Yeah.
But it's after they've kind of handed it to you.
Do you think if you're DoorDashing McDonald's,
you
could eat the burger and then like, just be like, sorry.
Just message the burger Hamburglar got you again.
Hamburglar got, sorry. Yep. I tried, man. Mm. You show up and you got like cuts and bruises all over you.
Oh, I thought you meant you dressed as the Hamburglar. And you burgle.
And you go to their door and just hand them an empty sack.
Empty sack. Like, only take ones with a Ring camera who order from McDonald's. That's the exclusive. I have a very thin market. That's exciting.
We should do that. That'd be a funny joke.
Steal a hamburger from someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
I think it'd be worth it.
Now that we've admitted that we're going to do it on the show, we do it. We'll do the crime.
Open some onions
out. That was a good. That was good.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I don't have my notes out, so I'm stalling.
Yeah, I did my bit.
I've got a bit.
You've got a bit.
I've got a spinoff bit.
Whoa.
This is a spinoff bit.
Are we about to start our third podcast?
Yeah, no. This is a spinoff bit, not a spinoff show.
Okay, cool.
We had a bit called DC or NBC.
Yeah.
And it was so successful
uh-huh.
that the studio said, give me another bit.
It was so successful that the studio canceled it. And now they're starting a spinoff.
A different bit. They were like, give me another bit that's like that bit, but not that bit. Mm-hmm. And I said, Candoosville, baby doll.
Yeah.
So I've got a bit called, what's it called? I had it in my brain. Oh, yeah. GPT or NFT?
Yeah.
I mentioned this to you last week. Yeah.
And the good news is, if this bit sucks, all the writers are on strike.
It's a pilot. Yeah.
I mean, all the writers are on strike. The talent had to write it.
And I don't know if we're going to have more of this. So this is it. So the man. I was going to say more things, but that's him.
The man.
I was going to say the myth, the legend, but he's just a man.
Yeah, the guy.
The baseball card guy. You know, the Babe baseball. Ruth. No, Donnie G.
Donnie T. Yeah.
Releasing them baseball cards.
Our esteemed former celebrity host.
Of America.
Of business show.
Yep.
Go on.
Released.
Apprentice. That's a show.
That's it. Yeah. It's released.
Uh-huh.
NFTs.
Yeah. DT NFT.
Of himself.
Yeah.
And evidently they sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a second batch. And I've gathered.
Even less fungible than the one that came before.
Yeah. Newer and the new and better NFT photos.
Yeah.
I've also asked AI
mm-hmm.
to make me some NFT photos. And also I went on Google and found some.
Yeah.
But that didn't fit in the name.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you these sort of like, I'm going to serve them to you like one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to tell me, is this an official sponsored NFT photo by Don himself? Or did I find it on the internet? AKA,
did a robot make it?
I'm not going to let you do any. I did screenshot all these, so I'm not going to let you be like zooming. Oh, it's low quality. I'm zooming in. Look at it. No, I'm just going to like show you from as far apart as I am right now. Here's the first one.
Yeah. Okay. It's DT.
Yep.
Being birthed by a door.
Kind of him as a door knocker.
Oh, him as a door knocker.
Yeah, it's him as like a Beauty and the Beast door knocker.
Hey, man, did you get. You got the door knocker one?
You got the door knocker one? What are we thinking on this one?
I hope that's real.
That's an NFT.
Okay.
That's a door knocker NFT. Yeah. We got...
Wait, door knocker NFT as in DT made it?
No, this is... No, sorry. This is fake.
That's a fake one.
We're going to move on.
Okay. That
we got DT being showered by bars of gold.
Gold bars.
And he's giving a double thumbs up.
He's like in the ticket machine at Chuck E. Cheese, except it's gold bars.
The gold cigars. He's in a gold background, gold bars, double thumbs up.
I have never been more certain that that is real.
That is 100% a real Donald Trump NFT.
I have never been more
certain. Is it NFT stands for, like, not for trade?
Non-fungible token.
Oh,
no. That's why I said even less fungible than the ones that came before.
Gotcha.
That's the joke.
All right, we got another one coming in hot. This is DT on a motorbike playing an electric guitar that looks like an American flag.
He looks like Biff. And I know Biff was based off of DT.
DT, yeah.
But he looks just like Biff.
He looks just like Biff in this photo.
I hope it's real.
This is real.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is $100. I didn't buy it. Yeah, they cost $100.
What do you mean you didn't buy it? It's right there.
It's right there. I kind of like found it.
Ooh,
I just fell off the back.
You hamburglared it.
I hamburglared it. All right. We got another one coming in hot. You ready?
Yeah.
Boom. This is DT at DT's face on the body of a famous boxer, Rocky Balboa, probably.
I hope it's fake.
It's fake.
Okay, cool.
You're good
cool.
at this game.
I am good at this game. Well, it's because I've got all the NFTs.
Yeah,
I just look at my collection and I compare. Yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Bam. We got DT next to a George Washington Mount Rushmore, and then a DT Mount Rushmore on his other side.
And he's got a foam finger.
He's got a foam finger that just says Trump, and a hat that says probably Make America Great Again on it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's real.
That's real.
Yeah, I knew it.
But the reason that this one's got a big question mark on it is they didn't take out the watermarks on the background.
Oh.
And so those red lines are showing like, hey, those are watermarks background.
It's like Getty Images, like you done did stole.
Legitimately. Yeah. Like you buy it for $100 and it's got a Getty Image thing on it. All right. You ready for another?
Oh, people are stupid.
Bam.
Is that a real one, but you added the word?
So it's, well, let's describe it.
Yeah, it's
Donald Trump with a big gun and a flag and a fire and an eagle, and it says Trump on the bottom.
Yeah, and he's dressed like colonial times.
Oh, he's dressed like, that didn't even register.
Oh. Well, I'm a man of fashion.
So what are you thinking on it? You want to place a...
I think it's real, but the letters is fake.
You're wrong, though. That's a fake one. Fake from the top to the bottom.
Fake from the top to the bottom. Yeah, he didn't actually do any of that.
No, none of that.
Yeah.
Bam.
Winning.
It's the Obama poster
with Charlie Sheen.
Instead of saying hope, it says winning.
It says winning, Charlie Sheen's logo from 10 years ago.
That's the Obama poster.
No. The poster's Obama, but winning, that's Charles.
Is that straight Charles?
Yeah, he's like, winning. Well, I'm on drugs.
Donald Trump is always so tired always of winning. He's always tired of the wins he does.
That's fake.
I knew it. That's a big FAKE.
He respects Barack Obama too much.
Here we go.
DT, Big 45, made of stars in the background with a fire lion.
Yep.
And he's got a big ball and it's earth.
And he's got the earth and there's a fire lion and there's clouds and the fire lion's wearing a crown and DT's there with his arms crossed and there's a big 45 in the background.
I hope it's real.
That's a real one, baby. Yep. That's a R-E-A-L one.
You
could
just have that.
You can't just have it.
Well, yeah.
It's $100.
You gotta pay the $100.
This is DT sitting down, and behind him is the spirit of Catholic Jesus.
Well, we don't know that. It could just be a guy in a robe.
Well, that's Jewish Jesus, because Jesus was Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know it's not a force ghost?
Could be a force ghost. Regardless, what are we thinking on this one?
I think Return of the Jedi, DT. I hope it's real. Please be real.
Fake.
Oh.
Fako. Fako Badeko.
Oh. Bam. That'd be such a good one. Okay.
This is DT.
Gold armor.
Gold armor.
Wings.
Big gold wings. Sword.
Sword.
Just kind of pointing.
That's got to be real.
That's a fake.
What?
I know. Someone just made that?
Yeah. I'd pay $100 for that.
And you can tell because the face just looks fake. The face looks inaccurate. And the next one is this one.
He's a chess piece.
And he's got the Pope-like thing on and a crown.
He's got a big pointy crown.
And a flag
instead of a small points, big middle, which means he is the queen.
He's the queen chess piece.
And I think he's dumb enough to make that. I think it's real.
That's a real one. Yeah. For sure.
Queen Dawn.
We got this one.
That's just him. Real?
Fake.
Yeah.
And not
he's
only
not
that,
like in a space.
That's AI.
Ooh.
Yeah. The door knocker was AI also.
Mm.
Yeah.
Classic door knocker.
Yep. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Boom. He's got a sword.
That is like a stock Windows background.
Yep.
Fake.
It is fake, but yep. We did talk about the stock background that he used earlier.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
So I thought
that's
you
true.
Might fall for that one. All right. And boom.
Oh.
He's got a big cowboy jacket on and
you
a cowboy
admit,
hat.
Drip. He's in a white long coat with a white cowboy hat. He's on the plains with the mountains behind him.
Yep.
That's real.
This is real. You know what's great about this one?
What?
The company that makes that jacket has an ad, has like a photo on their website that's that photo.
But they can't have that.
But it's a different color. It's like a green jacket.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And the DT team is kind of like, took the jacket and just like put it in the NFT and changed the color of it.
That's
and added
awesome.
A sheriff tag and a Trumpy face.
He's dripped out.
Dripped
I hate
out,
to say
just
it.
Top to bottom, drippy to drip, drip.
Yeah.
All right, we got this one.
Big, he looks like King, but he's in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
That's got to be fake. That's two on the nose.
That's a fake one. That's two on the nose. He would never choose to look like he did something that he's never done before. And here's the next one.
He's gotta got to be real. It's so gold.
Big electric boxing gloves.
Big electric boxing gloves. It's all gold. The whole thing's gold. It says 45. It's real.
It's real. Yeah. Yep. That's real. And I think I've got two more. But one's just funny. It's not real, but it's funny.
It's just a really bad DT as Abraham Lincoln.
Of DT and Abe Lincoln's face. Okay, here's another one.
It's Two-Face, but it's Lincoln and our main man DT.
Yep. What are you thinking on this one?
One, two, three, four, five,
counting
six,
the old seven, stars.
Eight, nine, 10, 11. Only 11 stripes. Gotta be fake.
Well, I did crop every photo.
Oh, well, if in the real one there are 13 stripes, it's real.
It's a fake one. This is a fake because
there's only 11 stripes.
And the last one, and I think maybe the most realistic one.
Oh, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, he's in a space suit. There's an American flag behind him and a big 45.
Yeah.
And he's wearing sunglasses in the space suit.
Yeah.
Meaning he can't take those off.
Yeah.
They're just on him.
He's kind of cramping JB's.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. JB style with the aviators.
Here's one I thought about using, but I didn't use.
Oh, a Rambo. He's a Rambo, and he's got big gun.
And it says?
It says, no man, no woman, no commie can stop him.
Yeah. That's not a real one. That is a flag you can buy on his website. So
it's real in a way.
You're way better at this game than the other games.
Like I said, I just compare them to my collection.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair one. This isn't just, though, a show about DJT and FT and BC. Yeah. NBC.
This is a show about cookies.
Cookies? This is a cookie show.
Today, our cookies come from Whole Foods.
Ooh, you got them today.
Yeah. And I went to Whole Foods because it's by my work.
Yeah.
And B, because I don't think we've ever gotten cookies from Whole Foods.
I don't think so.
And so I was like, well, let's explore the Whole Foods space.
They have all of the foods.
You know something I didn't know about Whole Foods?
What?
They don't. It's not like a Earth Fair.
Yep.
Where it's like, yeah, they have fancy soap and stuff, but yep. They also have like peanut butter.
Yep.
You go in and you're like, ooh, a nice jar of Jif, please. And they're like, sorry, we only have like Jonathan's
fancy butter.
Peanut plus butter, peanut butter organic, no preservatives.
Yeah.
You can't buy like you couldn't buy a Coke in there.
It's Aldi, but everything is evidently organicer.
Yeah.
Than
and,
regular.
And double the price.
And twice the price.
Yeah.
You don't even have the twice as nice guarantee, which is
like
ridiculous.
You not only could you not like get a Coke mm-hmm. in like the Coke aisle,
yeah,
but I tried to like find a Coke in the cash register area.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Just like Jimbo's good kombucha.
Yeah. It's all they let you drink in
at the Whole Foods is a kombucha.
So I went to the cookie aisle, which unsurprisingly was pretty barren.
Yeah.
Not a lot of cookies at the Whole Foods. They only have stuff like trail mix.
Yeah.
For dessert at Whole Foods, you get trail mix.
And sadness.
Yeah. And so I landed on these, which are natural nectar, peanut butter filled, crispy crepes, chocolate enrobed wafers.
Ooh!
And it says here, this is what popped out to me, enrobed with real Belgian milk chocolate.
Oh.
Enrobed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're enrobed. Peanut butter, chocolate,
flavor.
Enrobed crispy crepes.
Yep.
Not really crepey. They just kind of got wafers.
But they're enrobed.
Yeah. What's the serving size is 3 though.
So we get to go ham on these wafers.
Yeah. There's nine in this package.
How much you pay for these wafers?
$6.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, they're not big wafers.
They're small wafers.
Yeah, they're small wafers.
But I bet they'll be amazing. I bet they're good for you.
They do have no artificial colors, flavors, and high fructose. High bad sugar.
They got no sugar in them.
No, they got sugar. They just don't have bad sugar.
They got the good sugar in them.
Yeah, just regular sugar made out of plants.
These look.
But the good plants.
These look like a Twix. Well, okay.
No, they look like a mini Heath bar, but longer.
I didn't notice the hole.
There's a hole? Mine don't have hole. Oh, it has small hole.
Mine has, it's like hollow. It's like a donut. It's like donut hollow. And it's long and it's squish. It's like you squish a Twix down. It's like a Kit Kat. It's like if you broke a Kit Kat in half, but it was hollow and you could see into the inside.
Hmm.
You're chopping down. I think I'm going to join you.
Yeah. It's a lot saltier than I thought it'd be.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, it's like the sea. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm getting Cheez-Its from out of this.
And it's probably because of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know it's not like peanut butter. It's not Jif, like, yeah, it's like peanuts and butter.
Mm-hmm. Combined, which are both salty foods. These are interesting.
These are interesting. I will give them the props. I do think it's real chocolate because as I hold it, it melts. Sometimes you get that chocolate. Yeah, my
fingers are all brown.
Yeah, sometimes you get that chocolate that doesn't melt when you hold it,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's poopy bad chocolate.
Yeah. This is an interesting...
Yeah.
I'm going to come out the gate. Mm-hmm. They're not bad.
Oh, no.
They're not bad, which is great because there were $6 and there's nine of them. They don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
And what is there is pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I'm in the mood for a delicious cookie,
mm-hmm.
I'm not biting into a crispy crepe. If I'm in the mood for a salty snack,
mm-hmm.
I'm not biting into a crispy crepe.
Yep.
So they kind of ride the line a little.
I was going to say they don't overdo it,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's because they maybe don't do it enough.
Yeah, there's nothing screaming out like this is the flavor. There's a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of chocolate, a lot of salt, mm-hmm. and a little bit of crispy wafer on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, this don't feel like a delicious sweet cookie snack.
These trigger in my mind the same switch
mm-hmm.
that Bugles do, because Bugles, yeah, right.
Yeah,
because they're the same thing of like I would never have these,
mm-hmm.
but they exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not offended by them. Mm-hmm. They're fine if they're available. Sure, I'll have a couple, but I'd never like eat them.
Crispy, wafery, salty.
Yeah,
yeah.
The dessert. They are dessert Bugles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is this is interesting. So if you like Bugles, you at home, and you can't put these on your fingers and be a witch.
Yeah.
So that's off the table.
Yeah. I think if you were to replace this like peanut butter stuff that's in there
uh-huh.
with like bad for you Reese's like candy peanut butter,
yeah,
then I think we'd be on.
We'd be rocking and rolling.
That's rocking and rolling.
I'm thinking the same thing. I think every part of this is a healthy version of itself,
mm-hmm.
and so it's not reeking of dessertiness. Mm-hmm. And if you filled it with something, it'd be too much. If you like jelly's in it, I'd be like, no, that's too much. But if you dessertified
mm-hmm.
chocolate and the peanut butter and the wafer, then you're in like Kit Kat territory.
Like I feel like there's three pieces of this, right? Peanut butter, wafer, chocolate.
Oh yeah,
all three were Whole Foods edited.
Uh huh.
The poopy bad chocolate became like real Belgian chocolate, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That seems good.
The chocolate's okay.
Wafer went from like the styrofoamy kind of wafer you get at Food City to like a crispy crepe. I dig that. That's fine.
That's all right. I'm not offended by that.
Candy peanut butter turned into just peanut butter.
Just regular peanut butter.
Which sounds good.
Yeah. On paper.
But it's so salty.
Here's what this is. You ready?
Yeah.
This is not a cookie. This is, you're like, I'm going to be a good boy and have mm-hmm. Bugles as a snack and not a cookie, but as a reward for being mm-hmm. such a good boy. I'm going to dip them in Nutella.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
It feels like the kind of thing you get because you know that you'll want dessert later, but uh-huh. you'll feel bad about having dessert. And so instead you get this so that you can...
the same badness for you.
Yeah, so you can still feel bad, but also you don't get to enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's like a punishment and a dessert all in one.
All in one.
And it's not to say that it tastes bad.
Yeah.
It's just it's salty. It's it tastes like a salty snack. It doesn't
check a box. I'd rather have Goldfish and I'd rather have a Kit Kat, you know?
It's like having trail mix for dinner.
Bingo. Which is very on brand.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't mention the brand of this cookie, which is Natural Nectar.
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I missed it. I said it with my mouth.
I missed it the first time. Well, I was looking at the box too.
The brand's Natural Nectar.
Would you call these enrobed?
Well, I guess I need to look up the definition of enrobed.
Enrobed, yeah.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure that these are enrobed.
Yeah, let's see if it's false advertising.
I'm about to do my full serving.
Dress in a robe or vestment. Now I gotta look up vestment.
Is vest?
Oh no, oh no. A chasuble? A chasuble?
No, you're going even further.
A chasuble? You okay.
The point where they stopped doing them.
A sleeveless outer vestment. We're in a circle.
They didn't define any of these words, and they were like, just make them define each other.
It's the dress that the priest wears at mass.
Okay.
For those of you who are into the old school Jesus.
So are these cookies wearing chocolate the same way that the priest
wears
their thing at mass?
Wears a robe for mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's covered in it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much there.
It's on there.
That's how I'd describe it to somebody if they asked.
Enrobed. Why would you not just say covered?
I'd say it's a peanut butter cookie that's covered in chocolate the same way the Pope is covered in robes.
I will say, I think we're going to kill these guys.
I'm done.
Well,
I'm,
we should, hold on, I know Maddie's back and I hear voices, so I feel like we should save two for her and her friend.
For whoever she's with.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah.
But if we wait
we'll
long,
be nice.
If we wait long enough, her friend will be gone, and then we'll get that off. Let me think of a number. Because this is tough. It's not bad.
I got a number.
Me too.
My number.
I was going to say -3.
My number is 7.
6.5.
I jumped to 7 because 7 is the average score for good.
7 rhymes with heaven, which is where
the priest goes. Yeah, and it's enrobed, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think 5 is average.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think between 5 and 10, I guess maybe I give it a 7.5. It's a completely average good cookie.
I think 7 is the middle of 5 to 10. Right? Well, 5 is the middle, 0 to 10. Yeah, 5 is the middle, 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Because 0 is on there too.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 is the middle. But if you put down your first four fingers... Now that's your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3, 4. What's in there? 5, 6, 7.5, yeah.
Yeah, 7.5. 7.5. It is perfectly average, above average cookie.
Alright, I think you sold me. I think I'm 7.5 too. I don't think it's a 6.5. You're right.
It's a solid 7.5.
If you're like, I want a good cookie, go spend $6 on price?
I forgot. $6.
Punish it for price.
Give it a 7.
I'll land there with you. 7.
Yeah, 7.
They're good.
They're
too
good.
Expensive.
They're a little bit pricey,
but they're good.
They're like 30 cents each.
Yeah.
For one of these bad boys.
And I hope you enjoy the end of our show and the first 20 seconds of Young Sheldon.
They're 60 cents each, not 30 cents.
Good. I'm glad you adjusted that.
Yeah, of course you got that math wrong. And I'm young.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
That's our show. Bye.